like Mount Rushmore shows and stupid poll questions, you've chosen the wrong sports radio show. Expect more. Live from Atlanta, it's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And I appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Every single week here on the network. You are awesome. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. They take great care of you. My friends at Rocket Mortgage do such a good job. Really helping people out. And it's a great time to go buy a home. Just going to warn you, the rates are spectacular. So why don't you get in there and check them out. They're my friends. Okay. I've made the announcement a couple times this morning. I did not expect to make the announcement till this hour on the show. But the announcement got made for me the other day, and not by the network, that I would no longer be doing this show. I just want to give you a quick explanation. Next Sunday will be the last John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And the people at CBS Sports Radio, the executives at Entercom, my bosses, everybody, have been absolutely fantastic to me over the years. In the 8 years we have done this show, it is my honor every week to sit behind this microphone, represent this company, do this show. It has been a labor of love for 15 years, 7 years at ESPN Radio, before the last 8 here at CBS Sports Radio. I have accepted a job in Philadelphia. You can go to my social media and you can download the app and follow my new show, When the John Kincaid Show Moves to Philadelphia 5 days a week. You can download the app and listen to me there. But the other day, I had to make the decision to step away from doing the Sunday show. And the reason being, and you know how much joy I find in the show. So it was a tough decision to make, but it was really easy when I had the opportunity to talk to my wife and daughter. Because knowing that for the next 18 months, my wife and daughter will be here in Atlanta as my daughter finishes up high school. I will be living in Philadelphia because it's important to be living where I'm working. And so I will commute back and forth as frequently as possible. They will come up as frequently as possible. We will modulate our schedules and work together. But I realized my weekends had to be for my family during this time. So that's the reason that I will be leaving. I will leave after next week's show, and you people have been the absolute best audience out there. Spectacular. Loyal. And so good to me and my family. And I just want you to know that next week we'll have some laughs, we'll have some good memories, we'll have some fun, but I just want you to know how much I respect and appreciate all of you. And I hope that you give Lawrence, who's going to take over the show, I hope you give him a chance and you listen into other great voices, because for many of you, you never knew who I was until you listened. So, you know, give new things a chance and know how much I appreciated all the time, how supportive you were of my show and how supportive you were during the entire run of this program. You people absolutely rock. I love y'all. But we'll do that next week. We'll talk about that next week. What I want to talk to you about, though, now is the NBA's got some new rules in place due to COVID. And you remember the NBA found great success during the pandemic, in the midst of the pandemic. They found great success by putting deep restrictions in place and having everybody in a bubble. So everybody's down at the Grand Floridian or one of the other spots at Disney, and they were under complete control. And except for a few Instagram models showing up to meet some of the guys and a few other minor mishaps, the NBA executed their bubble perfectly and found great success. They released the first half schedules the other day, which I found was very creative. They're only releasing like the first half schedule, hoping that they will get through it. Hopefully it'll be successful. And so that got released the other day. And the NBA is not going to be in a bubble this time around. And people are like, well, they're going to be able to be successful? Are they going to be able to do this? I'm like, baseball didn't have a bubble, had a 60-game regular season. football didn't have a bubble. They haven't had a bubble, and they haven't had a game canceled, and we're into December. Why were those two entities able to be successful with minor mishaps? Because they asked adults to follow the rules. There were protocols put in place and rules put in place. And the vast majority of teams, except for the Marlins, the Cardinals, and the Indians. So three teams, 10% of Major League Baseball, decided they had people in their organization who were not going to follow the rules like everybody else, and they had to be shut down for like a week at a time, screw everybody else up. Completely disregarding things because their players wanted to go out. Their players wanted to break protocol. But, and the NFL. I see people who have long tried to tell you, this will never work. Can't do this. What are they even trying to do this for? You know, the can't people. We know who they are. You follow them. Can't play college football. Can't do it. There's no way you can do it. Can't play NFL football. Can't have an NBA season. Can't do these things. You can't. And what we found all along is that those people were completely wrong.
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Brock. That is correct. President Obama knows. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Stop interrupting me, Mr. President. You're awesome. I want to play golf with you, by the way. If you can fit me into your schedule.
Yes, we can.
Oh, well, that's awesome. We're going golfing with Brock. Love it. But I digress. When adults follow the rules, the protocols work. Why are the Baltimore Ravens having an outbreak? Because adults couldn't follow the rules. Why did the Marlins have an outbreak? Because adults couldn't follow the rules. Why did the Cleveland Indians have issues? The Cardinals have issues? Because people didn't follow the rules. So in other words, what we've learned is when adults are asked in professional sports and college sports, and most of the college athletes, a lot of them are under the age of 21, so they still are young men, young women, maybe not making the best decisions at times, and that's acceptable. But for professionals, what do we know? The protocols work. The protocols are completely safe. No NBA game. No NFL game. No college football game. No baseball game. Despite all the gloom and doomers who tried to convince you otherwise for months, none of those events have turned out to in any way be super spreader events. None of them. So now the NBA puts a new rule out since they're not going to be in a bubble this time around. Players are not allowed to go to bars or clubs. If you want to have success, NBA, if you want to win, if you want Barry Manilow to be singing for you like we did this year when LeBron hoisted that trophy, and we made it. We made it because of the fact that we locked NBA players in hotels at Disney World. So here's what we're asking the adults to do, because the protocols are proven to work. Here's what we need you to do. We need you to not go to bars and nightclubs. Now, if you told me I can go to restaurants, I can go shop, I can go do other things, but I just can't go to a bar or a nightclub, that's cool. I'm an NBA player. If I'm looking for Instagram models to come over, we called them something different before the internet. But if we're looking for Instagram models to come over and, let's say, have game night at your apartment, or you want to turn your condo into the club yourself, or you just want to, you know, you just want to find somebody that you can do book club with, some young lady that you really connect with, then you can't go to a nightclub or a bar. You have to be responsible. Because this is the story that keeps on happening. I keep hearing people who told us we can't have professional sports. It's reckless to even be doing this. Why in the world are we even trying to do this? What are we finding out is that they were completely wrong, for one thing. Yeah, we can work. Because the protocols that have been laid out with the assistance of some of the greatest minds in medicine, they work. All we need people to do is to follow the rules and to do what's laid out for them. Because there is no, it doesn't appear we've had any problems otherwise. It's just the facts. We haven't had problems otherwise. And remember when people told you playing NFL football, oh, it's going to be a super spreader event. There are going to be people sweating on each other, breathing on each other for four quarters. This is going to be crazy. Why are they even doing this? They were completely, utterly wrong. Wrong. That did not happen, and it has not happened. And it didn't happen in basketball, where they're jumping and sweating and bumping into each other, breathing on each other constantly. Hockey, where they're sweating and bumping and spewing on each other constantly. Football, baseball. Baseball, a little less contact. They sort of wimped out in baseball. But bottom line, we know. It hasn't been the problem when adults do what is asked of adults. So NBA players, I ask of you, please, please, stay out of the clubs. I think there's ways that you can meet the ladies safely without having to go to the club. You're being asked to be adults. I think you can pull it off.
Yes, we can.
855-212-4CBS. You know Barack's not going to the clubs. There's no way Michelle is letting Barack go to the clubs. He's a studly dude, man. Studly dude. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or whether you own, Geico is going to make it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work, so I want you to get a quote at geico.com today. That is very, very easy. So make sure that you do that. The 49ers, are we calling them the Arizona 49ers now? And shouldn't we? Because Santa Clara doesn't want them. We have Santa Clara lawmakers, legislators, saying on the record that if the 49ers really cared about their employees and their players, that they wouldn't even be playing this year. So again, we've seen professional sports. We've seen them execute flawlessly when adults follow the rules. But we have legislators who believe they know better in Santa Clara, California. They know better. They're just smarter than you. Have they not told you that? Or haven't you read between the lines? They're smarter than you. They believe it's unsafe, completely unsafe, which the science does not back up. And if we are supposed to trust the science, it does not back that up at all. But the 49ers have been told, yeah, you can't do this. We can't have you practicing, can't have you playing. Now, look, if you say to me no fans in the stands, if you say to me everybody that is in the building has to be wearing a mask at all times, except when they're playing the game itself, whatever rules Santa Clara would want to put in place, I'm all in. Cool. Elected officials in individual areas should be able to make legislation and impose regulations that the people who elected them sent them there to do the job. I'm totally into it. But when you're completely ignoring the science and completely ignoring what we already know, it's safe to play football. It's safe to play baseball, safe to play basketball, safe to play hockey. It's safe. The only time we've had a problem is when people break the protocol. The protocols work. Be responsible. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. It's not that hard. And you don't have to be, you're not having your liberties taken away from you by being asked to wear a mask. Remember, if you remember on this show, I told you flat out, I'm claustrophobic. And wearing a mask, in the beginnings of us wearing masks, was freaking me out. It wasn't making me have like a panic attack or anything. But it was like all I could think of. When I had that mask on, it was all I could think of. 5 times minimum in the past week, my wife and daughter have had to say to me, Dad, you can take the mask off. Because I've been wearing the mask where I'm supposed to. And then I'm somewhere where I don't have to. And they say, Dad, you can take the mask off now. I've gotten into the car twice and been having a conversation. And they've been like, Dad, get the mask off. You don't need to wear it in here. And so we can all be responsible to each other. We can all be respectful of each other and try to get this everything under control, the spread of it. But when one NFL team has legislators and lawmakers literally ignoring the science and saying, no, 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 you can't. If I was the 49ers, I'd pack up and leave permanently. I would honestly, if there was any way that I could take my business and run, I would run. I'd pack up and leave permanently. Yes, that would be Kyle Shanahan with the moving truck. There are a lot of cities that would love to have an NFL team. And I bet you they wouldn't act like they were scientists. They would act like they were legislators. Coming up, the world of college football. Does Ohio State belong with a five-game resume, if that's what it turns out to be, competing for the college football playoff? I'll ask Houston Nutt, analyst for CBS Sports Network's college football coverage. Coach joins us next. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Always serve football with a side of strong opinion. Now back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, the music gives you goosebumps. And usually today, we would be waiting for the College Football Playoff Selection Committee to tell us the four teams that are going to be in the playoff. But obviously, starting late, game cancellations and things like that, reschedulings, this is where we're at. We're still trying to figure out this season. So Coach Houston Nutt joins us. CBS Sports College Football Analyst here on the John Kincaid Show. And Coach, the hard part for the committee, deciding if five games of data is enough, if seven games of data is enough, if nine games is enough. If you were on that committee, would you be skeptical of a team who didn't get tested maybe 8-10 times in comparison?
That's going to be the conversation. When you watch Ohio State, you watch Justin Fields, even without three offensive linemen, that body works pretty good. And, they're most likely will be the champion of the Big Ten. And that's what's going to be hard keeping them out. You can tell where they're putting them in the ratings. They're in the top four in the country. And the argument, and it's easy to say, well, it's not fair when a team has played 10 games. It's not fair to compare. And that's going to be the conversation. But to answer your question, let's go another week. You know, it's hard not to put a chance. I'm a big proponent of, hey, they're the champion. They can't control everything. The COVID, the 2020 has been a different year. You're trying to get the best four teams. And I understand the argument very clear when a team has played 10 games. I understand that. They said let's say a team's just lost one game. I can see where they'd say, wait a minute. Well, we've played 10 games. We've played this opponent, that opponent. Our resume is better. We deserve to be there. That conversation is coming, but as you watch Ohio State, they are athletic and they're a good football team.
When I see Ohio State, I see a team though defensively, Coach, that looks a lot shakier than previous Ohio State teams that I've noticed out there. And I got to tell you, even though Clemson's still dominant, they seem to be missing a little something to me. What do you see when you check out just those two teams? I'm going to ask you about Alabama later.
Yeah. You're right on Ohio State. You know, it is different. They don't have a Chase Young. They don't have that true disruptor, that Bosa coming off the edge and putting that offense in long yardage situations. They don't have that guy. But again, as you watch Justin Fields and you watch these guys that are catching and running the football, you know, I have a little respect there because they missed three linemen yesterday, and they're still going up and down the field. But you're right about the as far as defense, they're not where they were last year. Clemson, you always expect this high level game. I can't wait for the Notre Dame Clemson rematch. Trevor Lawrence, I still think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and he can beat you with his legs as well. But again, you know, you don't see just dumb. Now, they won, 45-10 yesterday, and people are still, they're just not. But they won 45-10, and I still think even with Trevor not playing a couple of weeks, I think he's coming. I can't wait for the Notre Dame-Clemson rematch.
Coach Houston Nutt joining us, CBS Sports College Football Analyst here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Alabama looks like Alabama again, and despite any bumps in the road they've had, Nick Saban's got a machine going, Coach, and I know you understand how hard it is to be able to sustain that success year after year. This year, could this be some of Saban's best work?
I'll take Alabama's the most complete team. There's a reason they're sitting at number one, and you can see it. Defensively, let's talk about defensively. You know, we don't talk much about their defense because Mac Jones is just playing out of this world. Who'd ever thought Mac Jones would be ahead if he had the same number of games of this year, last year with Tua Tagovailoa? He's ahead of Tua. And so Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, and then Najee Harris, the running game keeps getting better. But the defense, to me, is the one that's improved. These last 18 to 20, 24 quarters, man, they have done a really good job. No explosive plays, tackling well. Dylan Moses leading the way on that side. They're just a complete team. And as you said, it's just a machine, well-oiled.
I'm wondering if Florida, who will get a chance to knock them off in the SEC championship game, has what it takes to keep that game close. Florida's defense, to me, Coach, I'm looking at it and I'm saying that doesn't look ready for prime time.
Yeah.
And it's a prime time game, by the way, this year. It's prime time.
Oh, it's going to be prime time, and it's going to be something to watch. I can't wait to have my popcorn out and watch that because of this. Kyle Trask, he is so accurate, and he has these big weapons. Kyle Pitts, 6'6", Grimes, 6'3", 6'4". You got all these guys, Kadarius Toney, that make things happen. But you're right. On the other side, I just don't see how there's any way they're going to be able to stop Alabama. Running or passing. I don't see how they're going to stop them. There's not enough there. But what's going to be interesting, what's going to be fun to watch is Kyle Trask's offense. Boy, they don't flinch no matter what happens. And they found a way to always keep the chains moving and score points.
Oh, I could see you with Kyle Pitts. He would have had 20 targets a game from you.
That's
seriously,
right. That's right.
I mean, it would have been run, Kyle Pitts, run, Kyle Pitts. I mean, man, you would have eaten him alive. When you see, Coach, when you see what these programs have done in getting through COVID and managing, honestly, to have, I believe, great success in the execution, considering these are young men, and you know, a lot of times, young men, you know the difficulties of herding them up and rounding them up and making sure they do the right things. I think this has been a huge success story for college football.
Without question. I think you make a great point because, hey, this is so unbelievable, uncharted waters in every direction of trying to keep a program, keeping protocol, taking tests, doing everything right. Hey, you can't go down here after the game. You got to stay in here if you want to play. And I got to give it to Commissioner Sankey of the SEC that studied this thing, looked at everything and said, no, this is when we're starting. And when you look at when he started this season compared to the rest of the country, man, I just think he's ahead of the game. And you got to give these coaches and Commissioner Sankey and everybody a lot of credit. Here we are in December. Hey, we're still playing. We know there's been cancellations, but, man, they're working through it. The makeup, weekends, and all these things, just it's been unbelievable.
Coach, do you know what the average margin of victory has been in all of the national semifinal games that have been played combined? The average margin of victory, 22 points. Isn't that crazy? National semifinal game, since we've gone to a college football playoff, better than 3 touchdowns. I'm wondering this year, without the one-month layoff, because today we would normally be finding out the teams, and then they would take an inexplicable 27-day rest or 30-day rest before they played again. Do you think we'll see more competitive games because of the fact that this year there won't be that big layoff?
I think you will, and I think you'll see better tackling, better everything, because they're in sync. I can tell you, if you said that to coaches, that stat you just threw out, they would say yes and can't wait to continue playing the very next week.
Yes.
Where you're not waiting, having that 25-30-day layoff.
Do you feel smarter on Sunday mornings when you're not coaching and you're just being an analyst? Now, when you don't have guys like me and every other sports writer and guy on Twitter telling you, "Coach, that was a bonehead move yesterday." How much easier is being an analyst than being a coach? Honestly,
you know, here's where I'm so appreciative for CBS. This is going on my 9th year. I get to watch ball. You know what? I wake up in the middle of the night. Usually on the Saturday night, you wake up in the middle of the night. Something didn't go right. Boy, you're wide awake and got to get to the. I never lose.
You're unbeaten.
Now, hey, I may get a name wrong, and Tyler Hale or Ross Molloy may say, "Hey, let's get this right, let's get that right." I get that, but I get to enjoy being around great people. You watch good football, and man, especially a year like 2020, very appreciative. And I'm having to do it from home because, you know, I miss the camaraderie of our people and miss that studio. But, man, for them to have just the technology, they're so smart, have a camera here, and it's just amazing. Besides a little bit of a delay, pretty good.
Great story, Coach, is that over the years, doing my show Buck and Kincaid in Atlanta for two decades, Coach Dan Reeves was the coach of the Falcons when we took over and started the show. And we got to be very close friends off the air after he retired. And I said to him, Coach, did it ever bother you as a head coach in the NFL that, like, on Monday you'd be hearing guys like me and everybody else, like, criticizing moves you made and everything? And he goes, he puts his driver down on the ground and sort of looks at me and he goes, John, if I ever cared one thing about what you said about football, I'm in the wrong profession. And I thought that was, and I thought that was the best answer ever. He says you have to let that stuff roll. It's all entertainment. You got to let that stuff roll off your back. And now you're part of the entertainment, Coach. Thank you so much for making time for me, Coach, over the years. Appreciate it.
You bet. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You.
Welcome back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I am so happy that you make this show part of your routine. You didn't hear the news earlier on in the show. This was the time that I was supposed to tell you. I had arranged and with the network to tell you at this time that next week would be the last John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. After 8 years here on the network, after 15 on Sunday morning national radio between the two networks, next week will be my last show on the network. I'm moving to Philadelphia. You can go to my social media feed, find my new station, download the app, and hopefully you'll listen as the John Kincaid Show will move to a 5 days a week basis in Philadelphia. But the announcement got made. I don't remember Jay Leno doing that to Johnny Carson or anything. You sort of wait till the show that you are replacing announces it first before you announce. But protocols are out the window in 2020. So, suffice it to say, I'm going to miss you people. You are awesome. And next week we will have a chance to catch up for one last time. And I respect so much this microphone, this stage, this company, this platform, and the fun that we've had on Sunday mornings for so long. And all the great affiliates who, even in the midst of a pandemic, have picked up hours and added hours to their show. We love you. We thank you so much. 855-212-4CBS, and we'll do that next Sunday. But Mike in Wisconsin wants to jump in today. Mike, welcome to the John Kincaid Show. How are you, Mike?
Real good. Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Listen, I've been catching you on the weekend for many, many years now. I'm going to miss you. I remember, I think you were doing a show for ESPN.
Yes, back in the day. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's when I first discovered you. And I usually catch sports talk on satellite, but whenever I'm traveling through a big city that has sports teams and college football teams, I like to tune into the local sports talkers on the radio. And, you know, like Philly's got two big sports talkers.
Correct.
Atlanta's got two, and I remember catching you with Buck
years there you go. Now you can catch me in Philly.
Yeah,
now catch me in Philly. Good. We appreciate that so much, and I appreciate you. Mitch in New Jersey joins us. Mitch, man, I'm going to be close to you, Mitch. I'm going to be really close to where you are.
Incredibly, John. They always say you can't go home, but John Kincaid goes against the law.
I guess we can. I guess we can. We can go home. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I hope. Good luck. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. I'm going to have a great cast of guys you're going to get to meet. That'll be working with me, and it'll be fine. But it's the John Kincaid Show, and we're going to have a good time every morning.
All right. Your name gets top billing. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I don't know why you want to move to a colder climate, but it's home. Home is home.
Absolutely.
I just say that Ram game is a turning point. I hope my Rams can win. But I tell you, the Cardinals, who used to be in the NFC East, if they were in the East, they'd be sitting pretty. But that Murray, he's an exciting quarterback.
Oh, man, he is.
But the Rams don't get it. I would love to see Murray.
Yeah, there's some exciting things. Thanks, Mitch. It's exciting. There's so many. Remember, there were a few years ago, I remember doing shows on this network where we were talking about and lamenting the fact that there was not enough young quarterbacks coming out of college football. There certainly are now. And young quarterbacks are getting a chance to show their wares earlier in football, and it's better. They're better for it. The game's better. We're not making guys wait for years to play. Gary in Brooklyn joins us. Beautiful Brooklyn. How are you, Gary?
I'm good, John. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, buddy. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
I'm doing well, buddy. What's going on?
Not much. Sorry to hear you going, man. I've been listening to you on Sundays. I drive and deliver Sunday morning, and I listen to you every Sunday. And I hear you're married to a Jamaican lady.
Yes, I am. From Kingston. She's from Kingston 6.
Yeah. I'm from Kingston 6, too.
You're kidding me. Really?
Yeah, Mona Heights.
And guess what? That's where she's from.
Mona Heights?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you. Her family has a hotel there in Kingston, Terra Nova.
But there's probably New Kingston. That's where all the hotels are.
Yes, Terra Nova, yeah. And then there's the racetrack. And my niece Christelle has a little casino and kind of stuff. It's good stuff. Yeah, I mean, good people.
Two weeks ago when you dropped that line, wanty, wanty, can't get.
Wanty, wanty, no getty, getty.
Getty, getty, no wanty.
Yes.
Man, you had us rolling over here, man.
That's what it is, baby. I mean, and guess what? Do you think it takes a Jamaican woman to keep me in line? I mean, believe me.
Yeah, man. They don't play.
No. She don't play at all. She don't play at all. I'm going to miss you too, though. But Gary, you can download the app and you can listen to me in Philly. So I appreciate it. I got to run. Joe in Reading, Pennsylvania joins us. Joe, welcome to the John Kincaid Show. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Joe. What's going on?
John, I've got two questions for you. I'm an Eagles fan and I'm a Sixers fan. My first question is, how do you think the Sixers will do this year with their new additions? And how do you think the Eagles can win another game this year?
I hope the Eagles don't win one.
You want us to get a good draft choice?
Yeah, I want to see every game lost. I want the third pick in the draft.
Would you fire Peterson?
I would fire Howie Roseman.
Now, let me ask you this. I think that they're too hard on Wentz. I think that he has no line. He has no line. He has no receivers. But
I think this is a horribly constructed roster. But what I would tell you is, what I'm not going to tolerate is, I wouldn't tolerate horrible decision-making from my quarterback. So
good
that's
point,
the problem, you know?
Before you go, what do you think Sixers are going to do this year?
Are you kidding me? They got Doc Rivers over Brett Brown. That's an upgrade. They got Daryl Morey to run the organization. I am thrilled, and I can't wait. So be listening to my next spot. Appreciate that. So, and I appreciate everybody checking in here. Let me get to my luscious locks.
It's time for JK's Luscious Locks this NFL Sunday.
All right, this should be pretty easy for you. I'm feeling some winners. And Anthony, you got to admit, it was a terrible start again, but I've dug out at least to get to some level of respectability. And here's the deal. If I go unbeaten in my last 2 weeks, I can finish 500. So I need to go unbeaten today. Atlanta and New Orleans over 46.5. Atlanta and New Orleans over 46.5. I love that. I mean, I love that pick. Love it. Green Bay minus 8.5 points against my Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe there's a rooting interest there, but I want the better draft pick. They got to rebuild their lines of scrimmage. And I'll take the Raiders minus 7.5 against Pierno's Jets. Yes, the Raiders looked terrible last week. They're going to get out a whooping stick. Their offense was terrible last week. Atlanta and New Orleans over 46.5. Green Bay minus 8.5. The Raiders minus 7.5. Those are my luscious locks. You know, that might be one of the best things about the show ending, though, after next week, Anthony, is the public service of my horrible picks.
Woof!
Thank you. They've been... But wait.
Woof!
It's getting better. It's getting better, right?
Woof! I mean,
now, come on. It's been better. 13-19.
It has. Good job. And again, but I should be getting the credit because you wanted to quit, and I said, no, you're not quitting. You have to continue on doing the picks every week.
I said, this is so terrible. I mean, seriously. Oh, man. I mean, it's just absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. I don't know why I do, but I've been doing this every year. Every single year I've been doing this. I've been having this fantastic, second half run to dig myself out of a hole. And it just didn't, but like the for whatever reason, maybe next year when I'm just doing a local show, maybe I just start making picks in October. Or as someone explained to me in an email, I want to think that this could be the reason that he says, John, it's your astute football mind. He said last year, after week 7 of the NFL, you had one losing week. So I lost 2 out of 3 picks. He said, this year you're on another second half run. It's your astute NFL mind. Once you get to eyeball the teams, you know who's good and you know who's bad. In the beginning of the year, you don't know who's good and who's bad. I wish I could take that and believe it. I can't. I'm just going to have to tell you, sir, it could be that sometimes you're just terrible. Sometimes you're just terrible at doing something for a while. And hopefully that's going to change. Hopefully that is going to change. And that's going to change, that's going to change sometime soon. So that's the way it goes. A couple other things. And I asked a couple of the guests today, and I asked Carlos about it and otherwise. I'm going to just put it out there to the audience. Because people think that I'm sort of dissing on Pittsburgh. I think you can have questions about the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you can have questions and concerns about whether they are legit. As far as this is the team that's going to run it all and go to the Super Bowl or whatever. You can ask legitimate questions about them because of the fact you've got another spectacular team that they're going to have to get past in the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you told me that they were rolling into Pittsburgh in January on a Sunday evening or late Sunday afternoon, and it was going to be naught degrees and terrible towels crazy, noise out your busting your eardrums, I might think differently about the Chiefs' chances. In these contrived stadiums with the contrived crowd noise and everything, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the intimidation factor. And the fact is, the defending Super Bowl champs deserve every bit as much of my respect as the Steelers do for their fine performance. But honestly, the Steelers are one of those scrappy teams that I think is finding a way to win. They're finding a way to win over and over again. They remind me a little bit of the Carolina Panthers a few years ago that went to the Super Bowl, lost to Denver, but they remind me of that team where they get by, they stay unbeaten for a long time. And no, I do not believe, absolutely do not believe, that it's better to lose. I've had people try that one with me. Well, it's better to lose a game. No, it's not. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Why would it be better to lose? What's better about losing? Why would it be better for you to lose a game? Why is that considered better? I don't believe it. I don't believe that is a positive thing. I don't think you can learn from a loss. But when you're 11-0, you've already been learning really, really well. And I trust Mike Tomlin. That Mike Tomlin doesn't need to have some... they're not believing in you guys, some false bravado about coming up with some event to, just make them feel, oh man, we're not for real. Coach says we're not. He doesn't have to contrive it. He just says, look, play your best game. We can still win and we're going to win, but I'm not pleased. He said that they sucked the other day against the Ravens, and God, honestly, they sort of did. Sort of dead. Got to fix that. So you're not dissing on Pittsburgh just because of the fact that you have a lot of respect for the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not. Now the question is, how are they going to make us feel about them this week coming up? We'll find out. And the Ravens with the Cowboys, watch that one. I thank you so much for being a part of the show today. You are one of the most spectacular audiences in radio. And next week we will reconvene for the final time. For the John Kincaid Show. We'll put a big bow on it after 8 years on the network and 15 years on Sunday mornings. We'll have a great time. I don't expect any other announcements. Thanks, Tony Pierano. Thanks, Kevin Dexter. One more ride. Let's do it next Sunday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern, here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.